At the beginning of this podcast, we were first trying to figure out the overall societal awareness about PEDs and their use. Through the interviews, we discovered that each individual had a respective idea of what PEDs were, whether it be through sports or an academic setting. For the most part, individuals related the term PED with sports and with drugs such as steroids or HGH. However, one individual did relate PEDs to Adderall, specifically noting an academic setting. We then explored the opinion of whether or not Adderalls are fair to use within a school setting, and if using Adderall to enhance academic performance can be considered as cheating. It was interesting to see that out of the four individuals interviewed, four associated the term PED, or specifically Adderall, with the word advantage. The overarching belief was that using Adderall to enhance academic performance was not necessarily organic and should be considered as cheating. However, each individual did note that if Adderall was used properly, just in cases of ADHD, then it cannot be considered as so. We then tried to find an answer as to why people were using them. We explored the idea of how people were using them and what was triggering this use. The triggering effect seemed to point towards stress. In this day and age, when people are subjected to numbers rather than an in-depth look of who they are, there is a strong competitive blanket that is being placed over society. For instance, in academic settings, GPA has become a strong contributor to stress. Students are pushed to their limits as they try to achieve perfect scores or maintaining good grades, as this is what society has told them to become. Though sometimes when facing adversity, students look for a quick solution or an easy way out, which is where Adderall comes into play. Students then begin to use the drug and see immediate results, as they can now finish their homework faster or study for hours on end without getting distracted. But what about the students who go through the same adversity but choose not to take a cognitive stimulant? How is it fair to them? From the interviews, we discovered that it is not fair, but it comes down to personal preference. We decided that the use of PEDs can only ever be regulated within a professional realm, and even then people still find a way to outsmart the system. In the end, we discovered that cognitive stimulants are becoming the new anabolic steroid. People are using them to get ahead as they produce immediate results, but inevitably, it lies in the hands of the user. It's up to you as an individual to decide whether or not you want to use a PED. Some people might say that the way to go is holding yourself accountable and proving to yourself that you can accomplish things without the use of a drug, and that might even be even more rewarding. Although others might counter by saying, if everyone else is using it, then you're only cheating yourself by not. Only time will tell as to which direction society chooses to take, but the truth is, a moment of clarity may not be worth a lifetime of regret.